This is Canada's oldest campus radio station. What do you feel that says about the power of campus radio?
Campus radio occupies a very special place in Canada's broadcasting world. It is a part of the community. These are volunteers from the community. It is run by people from the community, and it is run for the community. These are the voices of the community. When we think about who we are as a society, we are made up of the people who surround us. And campus radio connects those voices. Campus radio is the first place you hear those early Canadian artists. People like Katie Lang got her start on campus radio. The early DJ, Sheila Rogers, started on this radio station so many years ago. This is the place where those original voices get their first moments to have a microphone in front of them. And it's a really special moment. So it's a really unique place that a station like this plays in this community, and it's a real honor to be here to celebrate the 100th anniversary.
I understand a big part of your work is lobbying governments. Tell me about some of the challenges and maybe some of the misperceptions around campus radio that maybe you come across.
Oh, well, I mean, you know, we hear a lot, Wayne's World. We hear a lot, Birkenstock-wearing hippies who throw on in a Gata DeVita and run out and smoke a joint as quick as they can. It is that, and it is so much more than that. People don't understand that these are truly the only broadcasters who are there on the ground in the community. And when you think about stations that have much more subsidies or much more advertising that kind of come in and leave, and that's a great, that, you know, they have their role. These are the people that live in the community. These are the people that live and die by what goes out and over that signal. And that's pretty special.
That's a very good point. With more and more, voice tracked and perhaps lack of local news on many radio stations, as you're saying, like, we still have that. We still have people here in the community, talking to people in the community. Tell me a little bit more about what people should really know about a radio station like this.
Well, look. You touched on something. We live in an age of disinformation, and it's politicians are making hay off of undermining the local information. There's a lot of literature out there, and there's no question that the front lines against disinformation is local news, local media, local voice. Why? Because we trust them. I've said this before. We know them. We trust them. We know that they're impacted by the information in the same way we are. So when I see a tweet from CFRC, I know that it comes from people who are here. When I'm trying to cut through the chaff on social media, I know that I can trust the people from this station because you know where they're coming from. And quite frankly, if you don't like it, you know where they are, right? And so that's what's so important. So as a voice in the fight against disinformation, and I'm not going to, this is not overly dramatic. Stations like this are the front lines in the fight for our democracy. This is where people have access to the airwaves like nowhere else. And if we don't preserve places like this, voices like this, access to Canadian airwaves like this, our whole society is in a lot of trouble.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.